look out for, because maybe you will get some benefits out of these warranties and maybe you won't. Now, here are some warnings and realities about real warranties, and we're not going to mention any brands in particular because really there won't much. Yeah, we all go to jail.
No, you go to jail.
One's as bad. Okay, look, some of these long warranties. You said it. Nothing to do with computers. Look, a lot of retailers do offer these long warranties, and sure, definitely some are okay. And a lot of people get a warm, fuzzy feeling, but you know, it can be a little bit like insurance when it comes to claim it. Hey, nobody wants to really talk to you, and we know some computer companies, even in recent years, big name brands that have gone bust with 5-year warranties, and people left in the lurch with those.
Osborne.
Beware of. We weren't going to mention that.
Don't David, you mean?
Well, they're gone and can't see you, or have they sort of come back?
Okay, wait, 2000.
Okay, let's have a look. Look, beware of some of these shops. How long have they existed? You know, a lot of them, I mean, they've been around for a year or two. Hey, we're giving these great long warranties, and yeah, it might make you feel warm, but when it comes to actually claiming the warranty, you might be in a lot of trouble. And you know yourself that a lot of them don't even have parts for tomorrow, let alone in 5 years' time or 2 years' time, even if they do exist. You've got enough trouble trying to get them serviced in the short term. The reality is, actually, that most factories will only provide you a 1-year warranty, which is like what Duncan's saying, and that's very true. Now, even big names like, for example, Sony, TEAC, Panasonic, and no, in particular, a lot of them, they basically give you a 1-year warranty, and same with most Taiwanese companies, manufacturers. So how do you get your big warranty on your hard disk? Well, in a lot of cases, the dealer takes a punt and a risk and hopes that everything will be all right, and maybe you'll die and go away, or maybe when the warranties get a bit hot, they'll die and go away, and you'll never be there to collect them. So, you know, don't be silly. If people are giving you these $40 network cards, don't really ask for a lifetime warranty, or if you do, don't expect to get one or whatever warranty that they give you. So if you do try to go back, usually after a couple of years, what you'll get is a sob story about, oh, look, we can't get that anymore, and once you take a substitute and this and that and the other thing, and then people get really annoyed because they reckon they've done the right thing and they've been badly done by.
Now, the topic of discussion today is about warranties, and I guess this came from the heart today, because it sounds to me as though you've had a bit of a bad experience in the recent period.
We have had a couple of examples, actually, of some big-name hard disks, actually, which I won't mention.
No, of course not.
But some big names, and basically, you know, they would appear from the consumer's point of view to be really badly done by. For example, we know of someone who got a warranty with a 5-year hard disk, specifically singled it out from the manufacturer's brochure, and through an authorised Australian distributor, so nothing grey market or anything like that, so you reckon it'd be pretty safe, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Well, no. The official distributor went bust. The main representative, the big name brand in Australia, doesn't really want to know about it. In fact, this is the other thing I want to point out to people. Don't think that if you're buying...
Who is it?
No, we won't. Who are they, you mean? But look, the point is, if you try to send back your whatever computer item it is to the distributor or the authorised representative in Australia, you probably find they won't want to know about it. Now, what they will often do in that case is they'll actually refer you to another distributor, and you say, well, that's no problem because it's an authorised distributor purchase product. They'll just refer us to another distributor, and who cares? We find he sends it back to the main factory. You lose again because the alternative distributor won't do it for free. They didn't make any money on it, and they'll say, go jump or come pay. So so just be warned that even non-grade market products, even though you thought you might have been safe, you aren't always safe. Now, another example of a distributor, which maybe does still exist, but no longer wants to distribute the product because it's a little bit sour, or distributor hates them, or they hate the manufacturer, rather, I should say, or the manufacturer hates them. Now, again, the new distributor may actually charge for service and even stall. And we've had one case where a distributor has kept a hard disk for well over a month recently. And blow me down, after that, they didn't actually fix it. But they said, hey, this thing ran out of warranty last month. So, which is quite amusing. And, of course, you promptly have to send it back and you go through these loops and oops because they didn't make the profit. They really don't want to know about it unless you pay for them.
Is there a moral to the story?
Okay, a couple of words of advice. Firstly, choose brands with stable distributors, okay?
How do you do that, though?
Yeah, it's very hard. I'll tell you that in a minute. Now, it's often not what you buy, but actually where you buy it. So you can buy a particular product here, or you can buy a particular product there, and as long as the distributor has been around for a very long time and doesn't look like going broke, you'll be much, much better off. Even if it's not a grey market product, you'll be better off. Now, the other one is you're saying, how do you single these people out? Take your dealer's advice. Your dealer will know which brands they can get better support from than others, and they will actually also know which distributors are better to deal with than others.
And that might mean paying more.
It can be, that's right. Mm. Now, if you feel like cutting corners, sure. You know, the guy might say, hey, look, we'll give you whatever RAM or hard disk or monitor you want, but from our experience, you'll have a lot less trouble with this one if you do get into trouble, and the distributor that we deal with is very stable. So choose that carefully and do take your dealer's advice. If you do buy something with, say, a five-year warranty or an exorbitant warranty, get it in writing and, you know, get written down all the serial numbers of all the components, because otherwise you will find that your super brand monitor maybe does only have a one-year warranty, your hard disk has a two-year warranty, your RAM has a lifetime warranty, and your dealer where you're buying it is probably giving you something in between. And in my opinion, actually, a one-year warranty you can depend on is actually better than some ridiculous warranty where you can't get the spare parts or the person's no longer around to collect them, because really after a year, all the stuff really goes obsolete, doesn't it? And it's really time to upgrade again, and you know how it is.
Yeah, I found that buying a whole new machine today was cheaper than upgrading.
That's right. Well, it can be. Often not, but sometimes it can
Yay.
Be. So, and also, finally, if you do buy non-grey market product, it will help, because, again, it's easier for the dealer. You won't get the sob stories of, oh, gee, we brought these in ourselves, and now we have to send them back overseas, and it is a real nightmare, and why don't you just go away and die, and all this sort of stuff. This is the sort of trouble that people fall into. So just watch out, and that's my advice for the week.
Ask questions is the key, I think.
Get it in writing.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Digital Doctor. We are rapidly running out of time. It's 1:00